This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Japan's Space One rocket launch attempt ends in a fiery explosion. But before we get into that, Microsoft is holding a digital event titled Advancing the New Era of Work with Copilot on March 21st. Among the possible announcements are new Surface devices, potentially the first branded as AI PCs. It will already be the second Windows hardware event and first mainline Surface Pro launch. Without former chief product officer and longtime keynote presenter Panos Panay, who left for Amazon last year. The company describes the event as breaking down the latest in scaling AI in your environment with Copilot, Windows, and Surface. There are conflicting reports about exactly what we'll see in late March. Head over to Engadget.com for what to expect at Microsoft's March 21st event. And if you consider yourself a mobile creator and you're not using some sort of dedicated microphone, you might be holding yourself back. We're not judging, but your audience likely is. Audio, especially dialogue, is often overlooked, but you need good sound quality if you want your content to stand out. There are many, many options for the home or office slash studio, but there are a surprising amount of mobile-specific, or at least mobile-friendly, solutions out there to elevate your on-the-go recordings, be that for social, a jam session, live streaming, making movies, podcasting, and beyond. This guide is all about recording audio on the go, free from the constraints of a studio or office, but also far away from luxuries like power outlets, acoustically friendly rooms, and a full-size PC. Check out the best mobile microphones for 2024 at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
A startup company called Space One launched a rocket earlier in hopes of becoming the first private entity in Japan to put a satellite in orbit. Unfortunately, its attempt ended in a fiery explosion mere seconds after liftoff at 11 a.m. local time. Its 60-foot-long rocket Kairos launched from the company's spaceport Kii in Wakayama, a prefecture south of Osaka in Japan's Kansai region. Space One director Mamoru Endo told reporters at a conference that the rocket's automated system detected an anomaly 5 seconds after liftoff and triggered its self-destruct function. The company has yet to figure out what that anomaly is and will be investigating the incident for answers. Kairos was carrying payload for the Cabinet Satellite Intelligence Center, which collects and analyzes imagery information for the Japanese government. The satellite was supposed to be an alternative to an existing Japanese satellite monitoring military facilities in and rocket launches from North Korea. Masakazu Toyoda, the company's president, said during the conference that Space One is prepared to take up the next challenge. He also emphasized how common failed launches are in space travel. And that is true. SpaceX, for instance, lost several Starship vehicles over the past few years when they blew up during testing. Space One, backed by Canon and aerospace manufacturer IHI, eventually hopes to offer satellite launch services using small rockets, which it says offer greater scheduling flexibility than large ones. It's also aiming to provide the world's shortest lead time from contractual engagement to launch, as well as the world's most frequent launching schedule, while also minimizing the costs of putting satellites into orbit. Since the company must be able to stage a successful launch before customers come knocking on its doors, it will most likely announce its next attempt in the near future. Last year, Japanese company iSpace also failed to become the first private company to land on the moon when it lost contact with its Hakuto R lander. But the country's space agency, JAXA, is doing better than its private counterparts. Its slim lunar lander successfully touched down in January and is expected to resume operations in late March after the lunar night is over. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Mariella Moon and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.